Massey going coast to coast over Jensen Emmerich. And before he even passed it to Emmerich, he traveled with it.
Right now, the Lakers are having their way. I mean, they caused a couple of good offensive opportunities. They made good on them. But defensively, they're making the Hatches go ahead and take that first option, quick-hitting offense.
But Carson Binner just threw the ball into Jensen Emmerich's hands, and Emmerich makes him pay. He's in for 2 points. 29-11, an 18-point difference.
Lakers need to take care of the ball.
Garrett Bowles just lost it in a gun out of bounds. And very gingerly, the official decides it's going to be Laker ball. 6:58 left in the third. 18 points separates Bad Axe and Lakers. 29-11. Hatchets leading the green and white. Bowles over to the right wing into the hands of Mason Pasek on the deflection. Down to the low post to Anthony Sheridan. Goes up strong from the left side. This one's in for two. 4 points for him. Back to a 16-point deficit for the Lakers. 29-13. 6:42 left in the third. James Kervin back out there with... in quick foul trouble, gets stolen away by Sheridan. Three turnovers for the Hatchets in this quarter. They had three all last quarter. Andrew Siegfried is rejected from behind, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Laker ball.
See, now would be a good timeout for the Hatchets.
And they do. 30-second timeout, 6:27 left in the third. Bad Axe 29, Lakers 13.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Coming out with a 30-second timeout, Lakers inbounds to Carson Binner. Immediately takes a three. This one's no good. Mason Pasek gets the rebound. That one's no good. Rebound Colby Meeks for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Here comes the blue and gold, leading by 16 points, coming out of that timeout called by Mark Krug. Settling his squad down. Jack Clancy to the high post to Meeks. Over to Kervin. Back up to Clancy. To Meeks' right elbow. Double teamed there. Loose ball, and it goes out of bounds. And it will be Bad Axe ball right in front of their own bench, left side of your radio. 6 minutes remain in the third. A little vim from the Lakers so far in this third quarter, but they're still trailing by 16 points. The give and go on the block. Tulaski is fouled as he goes to the free throw line for two shots. This will more likely go against Anthony Sheridan. That'll be his second, team's first for Lakers in this half. Puts Cody Tulaski to the free throw line, shooting two. He's 3-for-4 from the free throw line so far. And has a field goal on top of that for 5 total points. This one's good. So 4-for-5 for 80% so far. 30-13, pushes it back out to 17, trying to make it 18 here. And he does so. 7 points for Cody Tulaski.
Tulaski plays like a senior.
18-point lead for the Hatchets. Garrett Bowles spins at the right elbow, down to the baseline to Mason Pasek. Goes up strong, in for two. Pasek's first points of the night. 31-15, Bad Axe by 16 yet again. James Kervin. Dribbling for the Bad Axe Hatchets cross midcourt. He has two fouls. Garrett Bowles dribbling against him. Down to the baseline. Cody Tulaski underneath the zone. This one's no good. Rebound still loose. Brought in by Tulaski. Keeps Bad Axe on offense. Tulaski dribbling all the way around the perimeter. Finally gives it back to Kervin. Kervin slows things down to Colby Meeks at the free throw line. Jump shot is up. This one's short. Rebound. Andrew Siegfried. Here come the green and white. To Carson Binner, short corner, two on the baseline, in for two. Carson Binner now has four, down to 14 points. Lakers outscoring Bad Axe by six so far in this quarter, 31-17. Cody Tulaski at the right wing, gets the skip pass, now slows things down, waits for his offense to catch up. Kervin back to Clancy, top of the key, 3 feet from midcourt. To the free throw line, Colby Meeks dribbling back out to Kervin, left wing against Carson Binner. To Clancy. Resets the offense again. Garrett Bowles defending from a distance. 4.5 to play. Jensen Emmerich at the left elbow. Back to Clancy. To the high post, and it's stolen away by Andrew Siegfried. Siegfried at the right block goes up. This one's way too hard. Rebound brought in by Meeks going the other way. Meeks to Clancy. Looks like Meeks got hit in the nose or mouth there on that rebound. Clancy to Tulaski right wing. 4 minutes left in the third. Carson Minter tried to go for the steal. It is not down to the baseline. Jensen Emmerich in for 2 points. Emmerich with 6-4 in this quarter. And it's stolen by Cody Tulaski on the inbound. Tulaski for three in the corner. He nails it. Tulaski with 5 points in this quarter pushes it back out to a 19-point lead. And Andrew Siegfried calls a timeout with 3:46 left in the third quarter. Bad Axe 36, Lakers 17, right here on the WNW Sports Network.
Let me guess. Your New Year's resolution is already long gone, and you're right back where you started, if not further behind. But here's the deal. Sure has 11 family medicine providers spread across Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, and Elkton. All you need to do is call up one of our clinics, and we'll take care of the rest. And here are the numbers even, so you have no excuse. For Paul Skadden and Brenna Kretschmer in Sebring, 989-883-9656. Pigeon, that's Lori Hanselman, Lois Booms, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagros, and Sheena Dom, 453-2141. In Caseville, Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold, 856-3449. And in Elkton, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf, you can call 375-2214. Or if you're bad with numbers, you can just go to sure.org and click on the Providers tab at the very top. It's that simple. You told yourself 2019 was going to be your year. Let's get it going together. That's sure.org and click on Providers at the top. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Kick it. 3:43 left in the third quarter, and the Lakers is trailing by 19 points. Bad Axe trying to weather the storm of the green and white third quarter so far. 36-17, Lakers on offense. The shot from Pasek's no good. Siegfried gets the rebound, and he is fouled on the way up. And Siegfried will go to the free throw line for two shots. This will go, the foul will go against Jensen Emmerich. That's his first. And team's first in the second half. 3:28 left in the third, 36-17. Siegfried trying to cut down this 19-point deficit. First free throw's up and good for Siegfried. He has 3 points now. Souls comes in, replaces James Kervin for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Out there for Bad Axe, we have Colby Meeks, Cody Tulaski, that'd be Aaron Souls, Jack Clancy, and Jensen Emmerich. Second free throw rolls all the way around, and it finally sinks. 2-for-2 on that trip. It's now a 17-point game, 36-19. Souls to Jensen Emmerich down the lane. Goes up, and he is denied, but looks like there's a bit of a body check underneath Mason Pasek's very large block. And this put Jensen Emmerich to the free throw line, shooting two. The foul will go against number 42. That does not make Hunter Keim.
Yeah, Hunter Keim.
Okay, so he is out there. I didn't realize he was out there quite yet. Second team foul for the Lakers. Jensen Emmerich's first free throw is no good. So out there for Lakers, we have Mason Dubes, Hunter Keim, Andrew Siegfried, Mason Williams, and Mason Pasek. Emmerich's second free throw. This one's good. He has 5 in this quarter, 7 on the night. Inbound to Mason Dubes. Pressure from Souls. Dubes blows by him, cross midcourt, over to the left wing. Nearly lost a handle on it to Mason Pasek. Top of the key. Looking for anything here. They trail by 18 points, 37-19 to the Bad Axe Hatchets. Bad Axe 4-0 in divisional play. Tied for first with USA. Dubes into the lane, and this one's no good. And here comes Bad Axe. Tulaski wasting no time from the right side of the basket. The layup is good. He has 12 points, 7 in this quarter. Mason Pasek in transition, going down the right side of the sideline. The floater in the lane's no good. Rebound still loose, finally brought in by Tulaski. And here come the blue and gold.
Off of the races again.
39-19, back out to that 20-point lead as we were at a half. Colby Meeks back to Clancy, left wing. Thought about taking the three. Instead, starts his dribble. To the left